Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
No premature name tag holding up. Hey, everybody. My name's Doug. So, wait. Wow, this crowd is really fucking up its cues. This is going to be a crazy-ass show. Let me try again. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. I thought that would be particularly good, because we are in the live music capital of the world. Or no, music capital. Right? Yeah, Austin says live music, but shit, this place, everywhere you turn, there's a guy with a guitar on a little stage. Or a nice lady. That's right, we're coming to you once again from Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville, Tennessee! I love this club. Zany's is a great club. Nashville's a great place. And I like to say about this club, come for the amazing comedians. And then, of course, stay for the weird drawings of a drunken putty man getting into a horrible car accident. Apologies to the section of the crowd that can't see the art on the wall that I'm just talking about. But just imagine it. It's weird. It's Saturday, November 8th, 2014. Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, Dog, Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, of Me, Ghost World's End of Watch, Men Don't Leaving Las Vegas, Food Lodging, Go All the Wayne's World. Oh, Jingle All the Way, I'm going to do a Benson movie interruption of it at the Ritz Theater in downtown Austin on Monday, December 15th, I want to say. But let me skip to the end of this. A Fistful Way of the Gun, Crazy Heartbreak Kids. Kids. You know that movie, Kids? Yeah, I've never been able to do that, just add an S. That was fun. And of course, it's 420-ish. Show me your name tags, Hashville. I knew there would be some good ones. Devin Decker's day off is blocking a lot of people. And how far did you come from, Devin, to get here today?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. So you drove 16 hours? Why Nashville? I'll play closer to Rhode Island at some point. It was your day off. What the fuck? All right, Devin. Well, thanks for doing that. Thanks for tweeting me about it, because I spent that entire 16 hours worrying about you. And I'm glad you made it. So many good ones. This is crazy. Doug and Sarah loves movies. That's good. It's a nice, pretty sign. The Top Gun is crazy with my giant face, and then you're the girl. You're the Kelly McGillis. I think I need a copy of that one. That is really. Can I show everybody?
Yeah.
I put my head through the hole. I'm both characters. It's like that Adam Sandler movie. Well, there's lots of great name tags, and a lot of them are right here up front, so the guests are really going to be intimidated by all of your hard work, and good job. Good job, Nashville. Are there any name tags up in the balk? There are? Well, sorry about that. We'll see. We might. You know how it is. Sometimes we have an ambitious guest who will run up into the balcony type area in a club and pick out something nice. So you do have a chance. But, you know, it's kind of like a lottery where your ticket is really mutilated. So we'll see. Being such a dick to the people in the balcony. But usually the people in the balcony, they're seated last, so a lot of them don't have a name tag because, you know, they also got here last. If someone goes to the trouble of taping a couple of sticks to a helmet and then putting a little full metal jacket on there, then they're going to fucking get here early enough to be sitting right in front of me. You smoke weed, man?
No.
Nope. See, that's the other thing. I always get a lot of straight edge movie lovers in the front. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies. At Mr. Crummins on Twitter tweeted, "I'm binge watching the Purge movies." This has been Tweet Relief, not for emetophobes edition. From the corrections department, Gordon Jump molested Dudley, not Arnold, on Different Strokes. Also, Gordon Jump was an actor, not a child molester. Tempe, Tampa, and San Diego. I've got shows coming up this month. Go to DougLovesMovies.com and sign up. Sign up? Yeah, sign up for tickets. That's how you do it. There were some issues today. Some people. Did anybody actually succeed in getting a ticket today? You did? Okay, good. Because the website was like, would throw you to Thursday night's show, and you'd be like, oh shit, my DeLorean's in the shop right now. Wish I could go to that Thursday show. Great Scott! Oh, that's a fun thing for the gift bag. The prize bag, I should say. I don't know. Are they prizes or gifts? Is it gifs or gifts? I got some hot tamales that they saw in a bowl somewhere. Where was I? I was in a bookstore. I got some raw almonds from a hotel lobby. I got a Pandora wristband. They do not support this show financially, so I don't know why I just said their name. But you do get a wristband from them, and that's what they're really known for. Is their fucking sweet ass wristbands. Oh, some more raw almonds. I should have kept some of those for snacking in the room. We got a Gateway Doug 2 Forced Fun. We've got my friend Andy Windack, Wind Attack on Twitter, the chef that's on Dining with Doug and Karen quite frequently. He makes socks. And he made me a couple of pairs of these really trippy, kind of Grateful Dead looking socks. And so I've kept a pair. You know, I don't really need more than one pair. Just wash them and ready to go again. So I'm giving a pair away. And then also somebody gave me a shirt that says, have a smoking day, and it's got like a duck in an inner tube smoking weed. I mean, why would it... Ducks just are inner tubes, aren't they? Can't they just sit there and not sink? Whenever I go onto my iTunes on my computer, the thing comes up asking me whether or not I want to sync up something, and one of the options is don't sync, and whenever I click on it, I sing that Gwen Stefani song. I should tell Weird Al about that. All right, and then also, of course, the Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, and I'll tell you what the guests brought as soon as they come out here. We got three terrific guests. One's brand new to the show, so let's all be gentle to him. Please give a big warm welcome to Jeff Tate, Bobby Lee, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. We got some Team Sams in the house.
Thank you, Nashville.
Team Graham.
Oh, no.
He's not here.
There's
he's
a
not
gentleman
here.
That's Team Graham or a very weird lady. I didn't look. Well, we got to introduce our friend that's on the show for the first time. I just appeared recently with him on At Midnight, and we had a great time. Bobby Lee is here, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really nice. Thank you so much.
Holy shit. If this had been the studio audience at Midnight, you or I would have won instead of Ari Shaffir.
That's I call him the sure. Jew. The Jew.
He is...
I guess I can be okay
and,
with that.
He is and Jew. He is a Jew, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that is true about him.
For some reason, it doesn't seem
disparaging because he says it all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he also beat the shit out of me. You know that, right? Three times in a row.
Well, I did. He did punch your balls that night at on the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Jew.
I don't know why. Have you ever done that to him?
No. I'm small.
But why do you put up with that horrible abuse?
Well, he did it. He sneak attacked. It was like Pearl Harbor. Like, it was like a...
Like a reverse Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, like a reverse Pearl Harbor, yes. Like, one time I was... just standing there, and all of a sudden, I'm on the ground, he's kicking me in the face. He attacked me from behind.
I don't know what's going on there. That's a weird relationship you guys have. But we're not here to talk about that. I'm not Dr. Phil. Bobby is headlining here. Two more shows this evening, and another tomorrow, too, as well?
No, I go home.
Nothing
I go
on
home.
Sunday? Okay, yeah. No shows on Sunday, because you're a religious man. And so as I mentioned earlier, you're not particularly familiar with Doug Loves Movies. I mean, you know me and we're friends.
Yeah.
But so you're going to be put through the paces today, and sometimes it might be kind of confusing. You know, we're going to be out here for 90 minutes, and if you need to go to the bathroom, just raise your hand.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And did I tell you to bring something for the prize bag, or did I completely forget to say that to you? Bobby.
What did you see, Doug?
Wow, the first thing I asked him about, he's already lost. We have a prize bag that everybody puts something into. I forgot to ask you to bring something for it.
Yeah, I can put cash.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'll put cash.
Yeah, what's a, like a 20? You want, here, let me give you a Sharpie. You'll sign it.
Yeah, yeah. How about 40? 40, 40, 40.
Oh, wow. Write Bobby in one and Lee on the other and give it to a nice couple. And if they ever get separated, they'll find each other at the end of a great movie. For the listeners, what I just said wasn't that funny. This is an audience that really enjoys a good ass crack. Oh, Oh, also, since he put $40 in, he's going to need a ride home later if anybody... if anybody's got Uber. Jeff Tate is here, everybody. What's that guy trying to yell at you?
I don't know.
Hot dogs and Gatorade?
Oh, hot dogs and Gatorade, yeah.
What does that mean?
It's something I had for dinner once.
Oh, I thought it was the name of a Limp Bizkit album.
It's also my website now. If you go to hotdogsandgatorade.com, that's
Okay.
my website.
All right. I'd go with jefftate.com, but...
Someone already has it.
They do? What are they doing with it?
They're fucking advertising Queensrÿch dates.
That's right. That's true. You brought a copy of Just Another Clown, and you were terrific. How many people saw him on the show the other night with me here on Thursday night? And how many went to the shitter while he was on? No, none of them. See,
none.
They all loved it.
Yeah.
And can we announce it? You're coming back here sometime soon?
Yeah, I'm going
to
be back here on December 4 through 7.
There you go. So come back and see Jeff.
He's in Nashville.
He'll be paired up with some amazing, you know.
I've got something else for the party.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah. This is
Are you really going to unfurl it, or are you just going to let them know?
Just
tell them what it is.
I'm going to tell them that whatever this was came out on August 2nd, apparently. And it's two guns.
It's a gigantic poster for two guns that we all signed.
Yeah.
So if you're a fan of us or Two Guns, you can put it up and have a lot of explaining to do every time somebody looks at it. Because they'll see three signatures on there and they'll start to go in close, like, oh, Denzel, Mark. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, Jeff.
Jeff, I think it'll explain itself.
Okay.
People will be like, oh, that guy that likes it.
Mm. And as you already have noted by yelling out, Team Sam is in the house.
Oh, thank you. Nashville, I don't deserve you. You're too good to me. It's true. It's true.
It'll be great for the home listener, but when you speak while the audience was cheering, I couldn't hear what you were saying.
Oh, great.
But just a heads up.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Whenever they cheer for you, just settle down.
Okay.
But what was it that you said? Was it something I need to hear?
I said, Nashville, I don't deserve you. You're too good to me.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. I didn't know what you were saying.
It's all right.
Down there the other day. You brought what I hope and pray will be viewed as a double feature.
Oh, my God, yes.
I hope somebody just sits down with the family next month and watches Santa Claus 2 followed by Deliverance.
Boom! Boom! Yeah. Not fucking around. That's how I do my double features.
Did you ever read the fine print on Santa Claus 2? It says, what did happen on the Chalahuwassee River? I totally mangled the name of the river. Do they say the name of the river much in Deliverance?
They do. I don't remember it.
Do they say, like, squeal like a pig on the Chalahuwassee River?
No, I don't think... I think part of that line.
I don't want to make those people mad.
It's all right. They've had some time to get over it.
But Santa Claus 2 is rip-roaring holiday fun.
Yeah.
According to the San Francisco Chronicle.
I believe Kevin Pollak is in the Santa Claus 2.
Oh.
Yeah. Is he?
I believe he is.
What does he play?
I don't know. Father Time? I didn't even see it. I never saw it.
Is his name on the box?
Maybe he's in the Santa Claus 3. I don't know.
I only saw the first one. I hate whenever anything has more than one clause. I'm just like, I'm tired of this. I don't really like reading.
Yeah.
Let's talk about movies for a second before we get into the this is what we call the pregame part of the show.
Okay.
And Sam, have you been to the cinema lately?
I have. I saw both Gone Girl and Birdman.
Wow.
Yeah. And I give two thumbs up to both.
I know. I'm going to go to a multiplex that has both and ask for a ticket to Bird Girl and Gone Man, which could be the sequels to each of those films. I like that. And what you enjoy both those films? Very different films.
Very different films. I did enjoy both of them thoroughly. Obviously, they're both so new. I can't discuss any spoilery stuff, but they're both Birdman specifically.
Gone Girl hasn't gotten past the spoiler.
No,
line yet.
Definitely not.
Really?
It's still in theaters. It's still in the top 10 every
Can
weekend.
I just want to talk about the scene after the credits.
Okay. Where Sam Jackson shows up with the eye patch.
And he recruits Howard the Duck.
Yes.
I thought Gone Girl was just 2 hours of Ben Affleck chasing Amy.
Boom! Is her name even Amy in that movie?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's good stuff.
That's how I thought of the joke. Yeah.
Did you... Wait, you prepared a joke for this portion of the show? Or has that been in your act every night since you saw Gone Girl?
No. It's just, her name was Amy, so that came together.
Yeah, it really came together nicely. Really, really choice. Bobby, have you had time to go to the movies? I know you have
a busy life,
pulling your pants up all the time.
No, I like it. I love it. I saw the Gone Girls. That was good. Really good. Because I didn't read the book, right? So I was, like, shocked. Like, fuck, he did it. And it's like, no, he didn't. Did I give it away?
Did you just hear the last conversation? Were you here just now when we were talking about...
Yeah, I fucked it up. I'm so sorry. He did do it. He's a murderer. Watch it. He just... Oh, fuck. I saw also Dawn... Planet of the Apes. Is that what you call it? Right, I don't know what it was called. Dawn of the Planets of the Apes.
I thought, what was that movie with Jude Law where we played Don somebody?
Dom Hemingway.
Hemingway, yeah. Oh. Dom Hemingway. But when he went, I saw Don, I was waiting for Hemingway because of the pause. But the Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah, I hate it. Can I say that?
Sure.
I did not like it.
Why not?
Because the fact that it's set in San Francisco, right? Mm-hmm. And there are two groups in San Francisco, a lot of gays and a lot of Asians, and there were none in the fucking movie. Like, just put one gay guy in it, you know, like, get away, monkey, or whatever, you know what I mean?
I like that you're going to bat harder for the other side, the other team. Put a gay guy in there.
old Asian man owning a restaurant, you know, like, come here, monkey. Come in it, pop, you know what I mean? And they eat some, it's good. Right, you know.
Jeff?
Yeah, I saw...
Wish you'd save that Saving Amy joke for now, right?
No, I got other jokes.
But what did you... What did you see that you have a nice joke about?
I don't have anything with a joke for it.
Okay, just let's ad-lib from here on in.
I saw Nightcrawler.
Yes.
And
I like that one.
Whiplash and John Wick.
We saw... We could have, Jeff and I could have gone and saw Interstellar yesterday here in Nashville. Is that what you guys were going to see? And we saw them at the theater. But we went and saw Whiplash because, why did we do that, Jeff?
Because Interstellar is 3 hours long.
3 hours, yeah. That seemed like a bit of a commitment.
I've seen three trailers for it, so I feel like I get it.
I totally feel like I get it. Like, it's a movie about sacrifice and hope.
It'd be super great if you got to the end of that movie and just everyone died. Like, he fucking, like, Matthew McConaughey's like, no one can live anywhere. And then everyone's dead. Like, I fucking did not see that coming. That would be a real cool twist.
I just smell a movie that's not going to, nothing's going to happen. Then I'm like, oh, I'm so glad nobody mentioned that was going to happen. But we'll see. I haven't seen it. But I'm what I'm waiting for, not to disparage the wonderful cinemas here in Nashville, but I'm going to go, the Chinese theater in Hollywood has it in IMAX.
You happy now, Bobby?
What the fuck? That was a racial attack for no reason.
It's true.
I'm Korean. Fuck this. Yeah,
which
thank you. That was shocking.
I didn't think there'd be any conflict until the part where Sam was frustrated that Bobby didn't understand what was going on.
Oh, no. No, that made itself clear right away.
Whiplash. Let's talk Whiplash for a second. If you guys haven't seen that, please do. Or I should say, here's a way that you could tell somebody that might not be for them. Might not be. In fact, I'll tell Bobby. Do you think does it sound interesting to you that you're going to see an actor play jazz drums a lot during the course of a movie?
No.
Yeah, see? Yeah. So don't go.
Okay.
Don't go. If it sounds unappealing, they managed to make it more interesting than it sounds, much more. It's a fascinating movie, but it is a guy drumming, jazz drumming a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of jazz drumming.
Is the movie
drumming.
Good, though?
It's great.
I'm gonna watch it.
But, dude, it's all jazz drumming. I swear to you, I'm not kidding around. Yeah. During the end credits, they have jazz drumming.
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't it just go silent for a fucking minute? Let me think.
It is. Of all the jazz...
I got too high for that one.
Of all the jazz it could be, drumming is the best.
Oh, it sounds great. I mean, it reminded me in a weird way. It's a really different movie. It's a much, like, I don't know, classier movie. Is that the right word for it? But it reminded me a lot of Drumline, because I like the movie Drumline, because, like, people make fun of me for liking Drumline, you know, because people like to hate Nick Cannon and shit. But it's got a fucking shit ton of drumming in it, and I fucking love drumming, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it puts a bounce in my step when I'm walking by the subway and there's a guy hitting the trash can, you know, with the sticks. I like it. I like drumming.
But it does... Whiplash is a little tough in the theater because all that drumming kind of makes you... Like, made me,
well,
like, in the scene, be like...
That's why I'm trying...
Just learn it already! It's a little agitating.
There's some intense drumming. Yeah. But I, you know, all I'm trying to do here is drum up some business for a smart, well-made independent film. Miles Teller's really good. He's really good at pretending, or not pretending. He really knows how to drum, and he really drums the shit out of it. And then J.K. Simmons is his really mean, teacher, I guess? Music teacher. He's the leader of the band that he's
in. I hope
in.
He's a teacher. If he's just some guy that walked in and is a huge asshole.
He looks like a fucking bouncer at an upscale.
No, it's his character from Oz. He got paroled.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is his
that's a deep cut, ladies and gentlemen. That is a deep cut.
Oz the Great and Powerful?
We'll be back with more of Sam Levine's favorite Nazis.
I do. Before we move off movies, I just want to mention real quick that John Wick and Birdman are the two best movies I've seen.
Okay, all right.
Forever.
People are in agreement, and others don't care.
John John Wick is the fucking
Nobody seems to disagree.
Coolest.
John Wick is really good. I feel it's being overlooked a little bit.
I would see John Wick, but there's that line in the trailer, and they show it in all the TV spots, where Keanu literally goes, "People keep asking if I'm back. Yeah, I'm back." It's like, this is a terrible line.
In context, it makes the audience cheer.
I'm sure it does, because they know it's
That's why they're dumb enough to put it in the trailer, in the commercial. They think, oh, everybody cheered when you watch it during the movie. But it's like, the guy's been through so much shit that when he finally says that, it's a release, you know? But in the trailer, Jesus, settle down. What are you? An FBI agent?
Exactly.
It's weird that line could have also been in Birdman. Right? You could have put that in context.
Well, they certainly put the jazz drumming in Birdman.
They put what?
The jazz drumming from Whiplash
and Birdman.
Drumming in that, too. Don't see them back to back.
Oh, my God.
I give Birdman 5 drumsticks. And I give Whiplash 4.5 drumsticks. I rate all my movies by how much drumming is in it.
Have you watched it? There's a new Drumline on VH1. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm sad to admit I'm excited about it.
I haven't seen it.
Not excited enough to see it yet. Someday I'll figure it out. How are we doing on time, you guys? There's a clock right up there. I don't even have to pull the phone out of my pocket. Let's match it up here with my notes. Oh, we're way behind. Holy shit. What happened? All right, Bobby, how you doing?
Great.
Okay. This is the part, we're going to get into the games part here in a second, and I just want to... I usually say a few things to the guests backstage to know when they get out here.
Yeah.
But I figured you'd really like to hear it right before it happens. I feel like three weird instructions, which are, when they show their name tags, go out and pick one that you like and bring it back to your seat.
Okay.
And if there's something written on the back, do not read it out loud, because that's something for later in the show.
Okay.
And what else does he need to know right now? That's pretty much it, right? All right, those are the two instructions. Oh, yeah, and also take the one with the flashing lights. Yeah! Hey, you tricked me! No, pick whichever one you want, but just one that, you know, speaks to you or is, you know, the flashiest or whatever.
All right. You don't have to now.
But wait till I tell you to go do that. Yeah, there was three things. Because first I have to say, let the games begin. Oh, yeah, Nashville. Take back your Ryman Auditorium. Oh, now he's already, he's going. All right.
Uh-huh. Devin.
They're going to pick their name tags. While they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Butt crack. All right, we're back. Congratulations to the three name tags that got chosen. Thank you, everybody else that made awesome name tags. You seem a little bit more disappointed than usual. Everybody got real quiet. But I dare say that these three guests really picked name tags that they really do speak to them. They may not be the most spectacular ones, but yeah. Sam has got...
I've got in... It's Glorious Bastards, but Gloria is spelled with an A, so I'm guessing her name is Gloria. Lori.
Glorious Bastards.
Yeah, Inglorious Bastards. And she has replaced Brad Pitt's face in the poster with her own.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of this movie.
She put it on a nice piece of corkboard or something. Yep. It's really well made.
Yeah.
Sturdy. Sturdy name tag. Yeah.
I was a featured extra in the film, so I support it.
Okay. It's not as big as, Devin Decker's, but that's cool. And what's her name again? Laura. Lori. They hate it when you
I
do
promise.
That.
We'll get it right, Lori.
Whenever I meet a Caroline or a Carolyn, I just say, I'm never going to speak to you again, because when I get it wrong, you're going to get mad at me.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Jeff? You've got, obviously, that spoke to you. We were just speaking about how much you love John Wick.
And it's John Wall.
And it's a guy named John Wall. And he put it right there on the poster with Keanu. Yep. with the gun. And perhaps the most relatable. Tell him what your name tag is there, Bobby.
Kung Fu Amanda. I didn't pick it because it was like an Asian thing.
No, no.
Nor do I like pandas a lot. I picked it because I literally auditioned for this movie 20 times. I really did. And I remember being in the studio going, you don't sound like a cricket. I go, what the fuck?
Well, you don't.
I know. That's why I didn't fucking get it. You know what I mean?
Oh, buddy. Well, then it's so big of you to still pick the title.
I heard they gave it to a real cricket.
What happened?
Who played it?
This guy thinks Seth Rogen played the cricket in Kung Fu Panda?
Well, so I wasn't going to get it anyway then. Is that what you're saying? So it went in for no fucking reason.
Is it a really small part in the first one? Because around the first one... Oh, he's a praying mantis? Oh, okay. What?
I think with Jackie Chan got what I went in for.
I don't give a shit about Kung Fu Panda. But, I mean, I like Jack Black and Dustin Hoffman. But anyway, thank you for making all the name tags you guys made. But Bobby's going to play for Amanda. Because she got a hold of some sort of color Xerox. And he auditioned for that movie. Are you sure there isn't... Hold up your name tag. Are you sure there isn't something else you auditioned for?
All right. Really? Seriously?
It doesn't matter who you play for. You're not going to win.
Well, then fucking forget it, then.
You're playing... I was kidding. You're playing for Amanda.
For Amanda.
Yeah, everybody... We go with our instincts on this show, and your first answer is your final answer. Let's play some games. Let's do what we came here for. And we're going to start with a new game that Sam and Jeff haven't even played before, Bobby. So you're all going to hear about this at the same time. When you close your eyes like that, is it to concentrate or just think about other things?
I'm nervous. And I want to figure out what the rules are. So I close my eyes. Just tell me the fucking rules, man. Fucking go ahead. Go ahead.
I want you to say that to Hardwick the next time you're on. He gets more respect. It's called the new game, or that's not what it's going to always be called. So I might come up with other new games, and then it'll get really confusing. So I asked people to suggest names, and I got two that I liked. I got at Blake Sheep. Instead of Black Sheep, it's Blake Sheep. He suggested the missing link later. And it's kind of a swing and a miss, but you know, I only got two suggestions. And I think this other one's going to be the winner. I'll be shocked if it isn't. At Spaz Skanker suggested Cluster Flicks. Because this is how the game works, you guys. I'm going to name three movies, and when I get to the end of the third movie, that's when you're open to yell out into your microphone the name of an actor that was in all three of those movies.
Oh.
I like the sound this game.
It's also according to me, so if you have an answer of, you know what I mean, you can show off and name other an actor that was also in those three movies, but it's the one that I'm thinking of.
Oh. That seems reasonable.
I don't think it'll ever happen, but I might accidentally pick an actor, you know, a movie where it's had two different actors that were in all three of them.
Sure.
That didn't even make sense. What's going to happen is after the third name, if you're all sitting there quietly or if the only guesses are wrong, then I will add names and then you can just yell it out at any point while I add up to 10 names. If I get through all these names, might even more than 10.
Wait, what do you mean add names?
I'll just keep saying more movies that actor was in.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, because who knows? You might get skunked on the, stumped on the three.
Okay.
Makes sense to you, Bobby?
Yes.
Let's check in with Jeff for a second.
Yeah, I got it.
Hot second. All right. Here's your first three movies. And of course, you guys seem pretty cool, but no audience yelling, please. There are some fuckers that just thought, oh, I could yell out. Like they wouldn't even have thought of it if I didn't say, don't do it. He's over here, don't do it. Seriously, man. Okay, here's the first three. See if anybody knows the person that's in all these. Let me double check and see if I know. Okay, here we go. Sometimes I forgot to write down the answer. Who was in The Proposition, The Next Big Thing, and Undercover Brother? Yeah, what indeed, ma'am?
Chai McBride.
Eddie Griffin?
Wait, back up. Chai McBride, no.
Eddie Griffin?
Eddie Griffin, no.
Denise Richards?
No. Do you got any guesses, Bobby? All right. Hey, is that the same lady who said what? Are you on strike two this fast? Because you just said the name of a movie. Please don't yell out any names of movies at all. For you, for the rest of the show, the rest of the audience can yell out when I ask them to. I'm putting her on very strict. It's a double secret probation.
It's very simple. Just look at your hands. If there's a microphone in it, guess.
Next show, there's going to be a bunch of assholes who show up with their own microphones. All right, here's the next movie. Beastly. Yeah, I know, this is tough. So now we have The Proposition, The Next Big Thing, Undercover Brother, and Beastly. The Proposition is a movie from 1998 starring Kenneth Branagh.
Is it Kenneth Branagh?
No. The Next Big Thing was a movie from 2000 starred Madonna. Oh. And we already know who was in Undercover Brother. Beastly, of course, was what's his name and what's her face. Your next title, Sam Levine.
Yeah.
Is Cats and Dogs: The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Well, I know it's not Tobey Maguire.
No. All right, I'm going to give you another name. American Reunion. Beastly.
Jason Biggs.
Cats and Dogs.
John
Cho. You know those guys weren't in that movie with
Eugene
Madonna.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Oh, Devin Decker knows it. All right, this next one's going to give it away, I hope. Clara's Heart. Clara's Heart. I can't
Tara
believe
Reed?
Sam isn't killing this. All right, here's another one. Devin knows it. This other guy knows it. The Smurfs.
Stop naming animated features. I'm not a fucking child. I don't have a child.
Is it Neil Patrick Harris?
It's Neil Patrick Harris. Jeff is right.
Wow.
Oh, that's...
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I hope that's the last time I am not a child is yelled at me.
Oh,
when I don't even have any children to have that argument about with
American Reunion.
Yeah, he shows up in that, I guess.
Oh, right. That's right. He plays the host of the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
yes,
I was going to go...
I heard you the first time. Thank you.
And then I was going to go, yeah, no more Team Graham yelling. We got it. The next one was going to be Starship Troopers, which he's great in. And then I was really going to tip the scales. I mean, you would have gotten it by then, but also Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
You weren't
going to
say Gone Girl?
I wasn't going to say Gone Girl because I think it's... In that particular... First of all, I forgot he was in it, but also... If I really thought it through, like Gone Girl kind of tips it because Gone Girl's got like three or four characters in it, like five actors in it of with big parts.
Right.
And he's one of them.
Right. And I'm gathering those first three movies you mentioned, he does not have a sizable role.
I don't know the size of his part. I mean, yeah. I know that he's pretty, he's got a pretty big part in Beastly. I know that.
Okay.
Undercover Brother could have been a pretty fast, like maybe yeah. Doogie Howser cameo or something. And so, then he's and then he's a voice of something. I think he's, is he Kitty Galore? But that was still awful fun to list off that many movies that a well-known guy is in, and we couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope that's how this game always goes. Because that's the challenge for me, is list him in an order that, like, he's in all these movies, but fuck, it's, what? Who's in all those movies? Yeah. But let's go the other way around, and let's pick an actor, and then play a little Last Man Stanton. Okay, Bobby, I'm going to need you to close your eyes. You can stay, sit down, though, because I think you think better when you're sitting. Your pants are more on. And this is how this game works. We're going to get the name of an actor, actress, or filmmaker with a really large body of work. They've made a lot of money. Uh-huh. Movies. And money. If you made a lot of movies, I hope you made a lot of money. And then we're going to take turns. I'm going to play this game. But Jeff gets to go first. And then we'll go to me and then to Sam so you can really get in the swing of it before it's your turn. We're going to just name movies that that person was appeared in or directed. And until if you can't think of one when it's your turn, you're out.
Okay.
It's kind of intense.
And everybody out. I think I'm already out. But anyway, let's move on.
A lot of people are bad at it, so don't feel
okay,
bad.
Okay, let me try.
It's really intense. And people, just the other night, I played with some people. Jeff and I played with folks who were at the show. A couple of these gentlemen were here, right? You were there, and it's tough. It's a tough game. We played Harrison Ford. What was like the huge movie that none of us said?
It was Patrick Swayze.
No. Harrison Ford wasn't in Patrick Swayze. All right, yeah. Well, when we played Patrick Swayze, what was the big one we left out?
Ghost.
No, Ghost
was said. The big one we said, well, the big one we left out on Patrick Swayze was Red Dawn.
That was a pretty big one, yeah. Yeah, because I even said Outsiders. So.
How much time do you have?
It varies. It depends on if somebody else is saying something funny and the audience is laughing, that'll buy you some time.
All right, okay, good.
You know?
And we've been
if you have
Patrick's
a story way. About whoever, you know,
okay, good,
there's
good.
Ways to stall. You just got to be entertaining. If it's boring, I'm going to say you're out.
Okay.
And I don't get bored easily.
When we did Harrison Ford, Blade Runner came out at the end. We did almost.
I said it, though,
yeah.
Didn't I?
You said it, but yeah. I can't remember what we left out.
Better, right?
I okay. wonder why you said it, Doug.
Yeah. I want Devin Decker drove 16 hours to be here at...
What?
Yeah, from Rhode Island. I discovered that in the first part of the show while you guys were on stage yet. He's a gentleman sitting right up front here with the big Devin Decker's Day Off sign.
Wow.
So
I wish I'd have known that.
Right? Well, you
me
know,
too.
I like that you just picked the name tag based on how you feel about it. But so, Devin, you get to pick, though. Who should we play in Last Man Stanton?
Sam's contribution, Tim Allen.
Wow.
Tim Allen. In honor of Sam's... Contribution to the prize bag. Oh, Santa Claus too. Okay.
Oh, man, you could have picked someone from Deliverance. But you picked Tim Allen.
All right, let's do Ned Beatty. Here we go.
Shooter.
It's okay.
All right, well, Tim Allen scares me. I don't know about you guys, but especially getting the titles right, because I don't know what Santa Claus 5 was called. But let's try it. Let's see what happens. It's going to put us way ahead of schedule, I think. Let's give it a go. And this is another one where no audience yelling out until at the very end. I'll say which ones did we miss, and then you can yell out Christmas Carol. I mean, Santa Claus 5. The
Clumps.
The Clumps. But that's not your answer.
No.
Okay, good. What do you got? Jeff.
Big Trouble.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'll just get it out of the way and say what has to be the greatest Tim Allen movie of all time, and that's Galaxy Quest.
That was mine.
That was yours. Oh.
That was mine, Doug.
I was going to say the Santa Claus, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll just say that.
Okay. That's not cheating. That's what the first one was called.
Yep.
I just had it in my hand. I can't tell you what the second one's called. Yeah. Was it number two that I had?
Yeah, I don't even remember, but so you remember.
So I can say that.
You can if you remember what it's called.
Santa Claus 2.
Colon.
Christmas time.
It's just Santa Claus 2.
Yeah, Santa Claus 2.
So I'm still in?
I was confused earlier. I thought maybe it was colon, a rip-roaring good time. Nick LaSalle, San Francisco Chronicle. I thought that was the whole title. It was another guy from the Chronicle, but that was the one I remembered. Jeff, it's your turn. A Tim Allen film.
Toy Story.
Yeah. Oh, that opened up some floodgates right there, my friend. Because I am very happy to take Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 3.
There we go.
Oh, sorry.
Toy Story 4.
I'm sorry.
I'm out, guys. I'm out.
In production. Or it's not even in production yet. They just announced it. But thanks for playing, Bobby.
Tim Allen, dude.
I did spring it on him.
16 hours to think.
Okay, hang on a second. This is a fun concept that you just brought up. Everyone here that before arriving today, you thought to yourself, if they asked me who we should play in Last Man Standing, I would say, how many people here, raise your hand if you have one chambered that you would suggest. So that'll change with time. People will get better at it, you know? Devin is a learning process. What do you mean? While you were driving, it was Tim Allen?
And I'm like, oh, they always do Tom Hanks. I'd like to do Tim Allen.
They always do Tom Hanks. So let's do Tim Allen. There's some logic in there somewhere. They're both in Toy Story. Okay.
Stop, Devin. Stop talking to me like I'm a child.
I think adults cry more at Toy Story movies than kids do.
I do.
Yeah.
That third one's a real motherfucker.
No, that's what... That's why I like Up better. I like to get it over with in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I like to do all my crying early on.
I cry so hard at the first 10 minutes.
Salt up my popcorn.
I cry so hard at the first 10 minutes of Up, I'm pretty sure that's all I've seen.
Squirrel! No. All right, so see, Bobby, there's stalling happens, and you have a chance to think a little bit there.
That's what happens.
Just happens naturally.
Okay.
Because who's it on now? Is it back to Jeff?
Oh, for richer or poorer.
Ooh.
That was one of my deep cuts, yeah.
Oh, boy. I've also seen DVDs at truck stops.
Yeah, it's on.
Damn it. I have vague ideas of movies that he did that I might have seen, but actually spitting out the title of one of them, I don't think it's going to happen. I think I'm out, Sam.
All right, well, thanks for leaving me Santa Claus 3.
Is it just 3 straight up, or did they start adding shit?
I'm pretty sure it's just Santa Claus 3.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up.
Because if there's more to it, I'll be, you know, happy.
I know.
You think there is? You think there's... I think there is. Everyone got so colon crazy in recent years. Oh, somebody's already got it? What is it called?
Wait. Give me a second to think of it.
He gets to think of it now.
There's a colon.
It's Santa Claus 3, just Claus. It's a courtroom drama.
Oh, the Mrs. Claus. Son of a bitch. That was the second one? The Escape Clause.
The Escape Clause. Right.
So close.
I know. I have a different movie. Am I allowed to give that or no?
No.
Am I still in?
You're the winner, Jeff.
No, he's got to give.
He's the last one to say one.
But yeah, yeah.
Well, for richer or poorer, was the last one.
I'll say one more, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he could see
Cars.
Cars.
Oh, all right.
He has a cameo.
Yeah.
He has a cameo in that.
Nah. Well, then I guess. Oh, no. If I'd gotten Miss Claus right, it probably went into the same way. I was going to say Red Belt, which was the Mamet movie he was in.
Oh, is that movie where him and Jim Belushi learn karate?
No,
I can't remember that one.
I can't remember the name of that movie either.
But there, yeah.
Red Belt.
Joe Somebody.
Oh, yeah, Joe Somebody. Fucking yeah. Thumbs down. Joe Nobody. He was also in a movie called Last Man Standing, but I don't think it was released in theaters.
No, that's his TV show.
Old Dogs and Wild Hogs.
Oh no, Crazy on the Outside.
Old Dogs and Wild Hogs.
God damn it, Doug.
Wait, he's.
How could we forget?
But he's not in. He's not in
Old
Dogs.
Wait, let me change my pants here a little bit.
He's in.
Yeah.
He's in Wild Hogs, but not Old Dogs.
Yeah.
No, Old Dogs was Travolta and Robin Williams.
Yeah, okay, but he was in Wild Hogs. Christmas with the Cranks. Jungle to Jungle.
Yeah. Rat Race, he was not in Rat Race.
The Shaggy D.A.? Shaggy Dog? With Robert Downey Jr.? Yeah, holy shit. Yeah, I know it's a remake. I wasn't accusing Tim Allen of being in the original Shaggy Dog. He was in a lot of black and white pictures, that Tim Allen. That was his stand-up act.
Maybe that's why they had him in that TV dog show. Movie.
Hmm?
They had him in a dog movie because he was real good at it. Making dog noises.
But Robert Downey Jr. played the guy that turned into a dog.
Well, then they fucked up.
Didn't he?
Why do you have a guy who's made all his bones making dog noises? Wink.
Well, that Tim Allen the suggestion put us way ahead of schedule. So that only means that we get to do something that I skipped for time. Let's do a round of love like, hate like.
Doug, I do not know this at all.
There's no winners or losers in this game.
Oh, great.
It's just a conversation.
Oh.
But you do have to share intimate opinions.
Will okay. do.
Yeah. We're going to get another... No, we're not. I've got one planned. I'm not going to go to the audience again. That'd be ridiculous. Kirstie Alley.
Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan.
Madhouse.
That's your love? That's your love?
1990.
No, here's how love like hate like works, Bobby, if you want to close your eyes for a second. I'm going to tell you guys somebody that we're going to play this game with, and then you have to say a movie. We'll take turns. First, we'll all say a movie that we love that person did. Then we'll all say a movie that we just liked. It's not in the love category. It's just, we just like it. And then we're all going to say a movie of theirs that we hate. And then we're all going to see a movie of that person's who we hate ourselves for liking.
Ah.
Like kind of the guilty pleasure category. And then you could pass on one, you know, because I don't want you to destroy your... You're an actor who's appeared in things, you know, and I don't want to... I don't want to hurt you in that community, you know, so I don't want to make you hate anything.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, would you like to, at some point in your career, possibly work with Matthew McConaughey?
Yes.
Because that's who we're going to do right now.
Oh, okay.
The films of Matthew McConaughey. Those car commercials have been kind of driving me up a tree.
All right, all right.
And as you know, I can't see Interstellar quite yet. So for me, that one's off the table. But
yeah.
What's a movie that McConaughey's done that you'd love?
Dazed and Confused.
We've got a match. That's what I picked. Dazed and Confused. Yeah.
Do I win? Do I collect $10,000? Is that how this game works?
There's money in this game?
No. No, you get to keep your two guns poster if you win. No, there's no winning or losing in this game. What's a movie that you love that Matthew's done, if there is one?
Yeah,
me? Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. I love him. Dallas Buyers Club was good.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
He's really good in that movie.
He was so good in that.
He's
he
like really Oscar was. Worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also liked him in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
All right, that's not how this game works.
No, I'm sorry, I don't
you
know.
Just have to, you just have
around.
To pick the one.
I'm sorry, my bad. Dallas Buyers Club. Thank you.
He really did turn to Chris Hardwick and apologize to him for losing when he was on the show the other night.
Because every time it's I'm adorable. On it, I lose, and I wanted to apologize to him.
Yeah.
I'm not good at games. I hate them. I love you. I love you. That's why I'm here. I love you. I love everything about you. That's why I'm here. All right? And I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. Tim Allen?
Who would have thought that this meltdown would happen before the Leonard Maltin game? Yeah.
And who would have thought it wouldn't be me?
Yeah, you're being surprisingly chill over there. I shouldn't have hotboxed the Uber that we rode over in. People like a more ornery Sam.
Give me time.
Except for this one guy. Where's Team Graham? Where are you at? All right, shut up. I mean, just in general, everybody loves Graham. I'm going to go with, I already said Dazed and Confused. What's yours, Jeff?
I'm going to say A Time to Kill.
You love that movie?
I do. I would have said Dazed and Confused, but
okay.
I don't want to.
You're just changing it up for fun.
Yeah, I just change it up for fun.
It's a good old-fashioned pot boiler.
In fairness, I
had to boil a lot of pot before I watched it, but
I feel like the movie should have been said. In reality, the McConaughey movie I love the most is Sahara.
Okay, could you please do me a favor and save that for Hate Yourself for Liking?
That's the round I skipped.
Because you should hate yourself for liking that.
No, that's the round. You guys can hate me for liking it.
I will.
I am fine with liking that movie.
Is it because you're that into is Steve Zahn in that one?
Yeah, Steve Zahn is in it.
He kind of saves things that are crappy sometimes.
Jones so much. I like the terrible Indiana Jones movies a lot, too.
All right, let's just move on before I get mad or something. You're just saying ridiculous. You're like, something's wrong with you today. Are you sleepwalking? Sam, what's a McConaughey movie that you just like? Yeah, you're just all right with it.
I guess a just like Two for the Money.
With Pacino?
Yeah.
And it's about
about sports betting.
Sports betting?
Yeah.
And you like the milieu of that movie, I guess.
Yeah, I like it because it's gambling related. And as you know, I have a terrible, crippling gambling addiction. I've lost so much money on this game, guys. You have no idea. But
anything on this
with
game?
Pacino, just because, not this game, but
he bets on himself every
game.
Time he's on.
Is the Pete Rose of Doug Loves Movies?
I bet on the upset, but then I'm too proud. It's not a great movie. It's not the worst movie, but I think it's underseen. Most people just have heard of it, but it's not.
Well, it's perfect
awful.
For our needs right
there you
now.
Go. Yeah, I like it.
Two for the money.
Yeah.
Bobby, what's one that you just like, or do you want to say that second one
No. I was just kidding about that one. Oh, I like First Contact,
or just Contact.
You're confusing
I mean Contact.
Star Trek First Contact.
I love Star Trek First Contact, too. I really do. I love the Borg and everything. But anyway, Contact, I meant.
I keep getting older, but the Starfleet stays the same. Jeff, your turn.
McConaughey movie I just like.
Mm-hmm.
Mud.
Oh, yeah, I got to see that still. That was part of the McConaissance, and everybody said he was great in that.
Yep.
But he got the award for,
It's good.
BDC. Yeah, I want to see
Sahara
it.
It's not Sahara good, but it's good.
Okay. And mine is maybe a little scene, William Friedkin movie that's it's a little upsetting if you don't really like domestic violence situations, but I really liked Killer Joe. Wow. That's why I put it in the light category, because it gets really gnarly at times. Yeah. But it's a lot of good actors chewing up the scenery, and again, part of the reconnaissance. What's one that you hate, Sam?
A little movie called Failure to Launch.
Ooh. He just made a run of those things for a while. It's just like, that was what he was doing. I'm so glad he switched it up to be a serious actor again.
Yeah.
What about you, Bobby? Is there one that you hate, or you want to pass? He's going to pass on that one. He doesn't even want to say the word pass out loud.
The Wedding Planner.
Yeah. See, that's all of those are going to come out, of course. I went with Fool's Gold. Yeah, that was the streak right there. And I was just like, stop it. What are you doing? What's one that you hate yourself for liking, Sam?
I mean, I guess I don't hate myself for saying that I like Two for the Money, because it's not a bad movie, but I don't like any of his other movies that I think are terrible, but because this is not a bad movie, but The Lincoln Lawyer is a good movie, so I can't say I hate that I like it, but I like it. So I don't fit the category, but there you go. Sorry.
That was a good one, though. Lincoln Lawyer.
There was a little sidebar there, Doug. I don't know if the microphone's picked it up.
Do you have one that you... Or you're like a lot of people don't like it, but you do, Bobby.
Well, I mean, I just thought of a movie I like, but I fucked it up now.
Well, that's fun. What is it? I probably
Amistad.
Hated it.
I like that one.
Oh, yeah, Amistad is good.
He was really good in that, I thought.
All right.
No, nothing?
There's nothing to win or lose in this particular game.
I'm just saying hi.
Nobody's gonna ask you to take off your Steve Zissou costume.
Jeff is going to join you down at the docks. Sam and I, we've got a new show. Sam and Doug talk to longshoremen.
Okay, so just to get on record, Bobby hates himself for liking Amistad. And... very, very conflicted on that one. Jeff?
I pass this round.
Okay. I got one. Because I'm going to go with... It was at the tail end of his making all the movies that are rom-coms. And I think it's the best one, and didn't get enough credit, because it was sort of the one where people were so tired of his rom-coms that nobody went. And it's called Ghosts of Girlfriends Past.
Oh.
It's not a bad movie if you force yourself to watch it, like, on a plane. Or if you're, like, a prisoner or something. I've sad to say I've seen it a couple times. Like, Emma Stone is in it, and she's always great and everything, and she kind of, it's weird, they put her in a weird wig and try to make her look ugly, but she's still good. And then also lots of, hot ladies running through the whole movie. Did you ever see that one, Bobby?
Nope.
Am I making it sound intriguing to you now, or are you...
I like movies that I'm addicted to, like, directors and stuff, so I don't really watch things. If I like a director, like... the Coen brothers, or I like Wes Anderson a lot, or like I like Kurosawa films, so anything outside of that, I really don't.
Well, you should go see the latest Wes Anderson. It's called St. Vincent. And it's got Bill Murray and a kid running in slow motion to British Invasion Rock. I haven't seen St. Vincent, but I think I'll be charmed by some of it. I don't think it looks terrible, but it is weird how they're selling it as like very Wes Anderson-y. And maybe that's what appealed to him. Maybe that's why Bill Murray did it, is he just likes that vibe. Maybe. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Yeah. I also like that Melissa McCarthy a lot, but I couldn't get through Tammy. But I'm happy to see her in St. Vincent. Like, she says in the trailer, she says funny things to Bill Murray.
Well, she's really good at it. Like, she gets to be a human being, not a cartoon character.
There you go.
Which is, like, she was my favorite.
Devin
in that
is
movie.
All for that.
Devin.
He agrees.
Could have said Melissa McCarthy. That'd be better than Tim Allen.
But what, how many movies could she possibly have done? Like 12 or 15?
Which one of us would have said go?
What's that? What?
Which one of us would have said go for Melissa McCarthy?
Oh, yeah. She answers the door when Jay Moore and...
25 years old in that role. 25 years old.
Okay.
Really? 1999.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, trivia show off.
Just putting that shit out there.
I'm hosting the show, and all the facts are on this piece of paper.
Fair enough, Doug.
Don't come in here with your extra trivia knowledge.
Sorry.
No, that's good stuff, though. But what else was she in? She was in Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, the movie.
Tammy, The Heat.
Identity Thief.
Yeah, and then we're out of movies. This is 40. Oh. What's the one with Katherine Heigl and Josh Duhamel?
Oh, just...
Life as We Know It. Yeah, she's in that. She delivers the immortal line, "You have poo on your face."
That movie is hilarious. Those two people die right away. Oh, fuck. They have a baby and then die immediately. They're bad parents.
Yeah.
It's a real Webster situation during that movie. You ever see Webster, Bobby?
You mean the TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
All right, now let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Yeah, let's play. Who did we decide won Last Man Standing? It was Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff, so Jeff gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game. Then we'll go to Sam.
Please
again.
Tell me what... Tell me.
What's that?
Tell me how...
Me and Sam tried to explain it to him.
I need the rules.
All right, here we go. Just figure it out as we go along.
All right.
Doug,
that's Bobby's and Sam's worst nightmare.
Remind me again.
All right, just do it. I'll figure it out.
Remind me again, it's a gift to the world of laughter. Last night is starting at midnight.
What's that?
Remind me again why I was on two planes last night starting at midnight.
Because I told you, come out to Nashville for the fiercest competition of your life.
Oh, right, I forgot. Yeah. Let's do it.
Anybody can win, Bobby. Don't feel intimidated.
Okay.
But these guys are two of the best. And it's kind of like, let's each give Bobby one tip on how to play this game, starting with you, Sam, one of the greatest players of the Leonard Maltin game. What's your one tip to Bobby so he'll understand this thing?
Oh, Jesus. Just bid one number fewer than the number bid before you.
What?
Always.
Always, Sam? Like aces and eights? Always?
Not always, but most of the time.
How do you know when not to?
Oh, you'll know.
You'll know. Yeah. Bobby's going to pick it up fast. He's Asian. That was a good compliment, because they're smart. Okay, Asian people are smart. You can't get angry for nice racism.
Yeah, the Nazis were successful for a while.
No, different.
It is different, because I just didn't want to say anything that would actually offend anyone. On this show, I totally don't worry about whether or not Nazis mind that I'm making fun of them. I totally disregard them as a threat. Jeff, what's your one tip to Bobby on how to play this game? Let's see if Bobby remembers the first tip. What was this? What was Sam's tip, Bobby?
Something about numbers and playing the numbers right or something like that.
Yep.
I'll play the numbers. What the fuck is the second thing? I don't know what the fuck it is.
Hey, maybe, hold on. Hear my advice first and then see how you feel, okay? My advice, Bobby, just have fun out there, man.
Can I ask some questions?
I'm gonna give you my piece of advice. Okay, once you have the three pieces of advice, then the floor is open for questions. You'll have 30 seconds. No, it's very informal. Have a seat. You can sit down. Or do you think better standing?
I do, actually. Okay, I do. I want to stand.
All right, my tip to you is...
It's weird now. I'm going to sit.
My tip is try to do well at this game. Otherwise, the audience won't want me to ever have you back again. All right, let's play. No, see, they already love you.
Does it involve movies, though?
Yeah.
Well, then fuck it. Let's do it.
What do you think it would possibly be?
He's talking about numbers and whatever. I don't.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's, hey, remember
enough
we're in
about
the
movies. Yeah. Let's play a number game.
Is that game you said in the game? I know how to play.
Oh, he already told you backstage?
Well, you say it. Wait, can I just guess what it
was? Sure.
Right. So it's like, let's say that the movie is First Contact. And so somebody says a movie that starts with F, and then you go to content. I, and
oh, no, not that movie, not that movie, not that game. The one where it's the one where they would say like, say the like you wouldn't
it's
know the movie's
tune.
First Contact.
It's the name that tune with.
And he would say this movie's about outer space, and it's 118 minutes long. And there are 14 people in it. And you would say, I can get it in 14 people. And then Sam would say 13.
Now, let me ask you this. Who, you could just jump in, or is there like, you
no,
raise your hand?
No, they're spitting it to go in order.
You gotta go in order.
All right, let's go.
You don't have to raise your
hand. I got it. I fucking got it.
I just hope the negative name thing doesn't come up. It's been pointed out to me that it's unfair that a contestant doesn't know about negative names until they hear about it, but I also think it's hard to explain ahead of time. Right?
Yeah, forget you heard that, Bobby.
Okay.
Yep.
There's no way with this group of people it'll come up today.
No way. You guys are such docile players. But good luck, everybody. And the fun advice was the best advice. And you're doing just great in that department. But just pull up your fucking pants.
Do they not make them long enough?
That's like my only... I gained weight, and I like these jeans, and now they're, you know, let's move on. I mean, it's like...
No, I understand.
Can't you get a tramp stamp or put on a nice thong or something?
Last night I was at a barbecue place and a man came up to me and goes, can you pull up your pants? And I actually did it. And I got regretted it. I did it like this. I go, what, this white motherfucker just told me what to do? You know what I mean? I got,
hey.
My bad, I'm so sorry. Bobby.
Why does he got to be white? Why do you have to
Well,
make
he
it?
Was white. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but I wouldn't
it has
be
nothing
like...
to do with white people. He was just white. That's all I... Is that a racial thing?
But I was in a barbecue restaurant. This Asian motherfucker was like, take your hat off. You're inside.
Why?
See? It seems meaner.
Why are you wearing all the baby tees if they covered a little more? Wouldn't.
That, is
that
really,
laughing is a little too aggressive, sir. Like right in my face? Like I'm a guest. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that guy's about to say something about Ahoy Mateys or something. He's very, it's like fucking pirate man over there. All right, so Jeff gets to pick a category. And just listen to all this, Bobby, and take it all in. Superbad, that's movies, superhero movies that critic Leonard Maltin gave 2 stars or less. Or Werner Herzog's top 5. Werner Herzog recently revealed on the internet his top 5 movies of all time, and if that category gets chosen, I'd be very surprised. And the third option, Rye 80. Is Rye 80 here? There he is. Suggested specifically for this show, but the category will remain if it doesn't get picked today. But Music Shitty, because we are in Music City. Yeah. And Music Shitty is musicals that Leonard gave 2 stars or less. Yeah. So which one of those would you like to play, Sam?
Nope. Goes to Jeff.
Sorry. The one pick. I was just curious.
Yep.
Which one you'd like to play, and then we'll go to Jeff. No, don't say it. Jeff?
The superhero one.
Okay.
Thank you, Devin.
One star for this superhero movie, according to the great Leonard Maltin. The year that it came out was 2011. He says about this movie that that this movie abandons all logic. And he also calls it nearly incoherent. I mean, the one star was already a pretty hard slap, Leonard. Because then he also throws in that it's inane. And he lists 12 names. Wait, let's see. Ten names. Yeah, let's call it 10 names. How many names can you get it in, Jeff Tate? So Jeff Tate gets to bid anywhere from 10 down to 0.
Who's it go to?
Negative 1, negative 2. It's you, Jeff.
But who does it go to after?
Oh, Sam.
Okay, negative 1.
I have to explain this already. So, Bobby, Sam, what'd you say? Sam, did you say something?
I said son of a bitch.
Okay. But take a second to think while I explain to Bobby what's happening.
Yeah, I am thinking if I can come up with a second fucking name on this piece of shit movie.
Get those instructions out quick.
When you go negative names, then you have to name the movie, and then you have to name, like in the case of Jeff, he went negative one, so he has to name the movie and the top billed actor in the movie, or actress. Actor is a banner description of both of those jobs.
Uh-huh.
And then if you say negative two, you have to name the top billed person and then the second billed person in the correct order. It's very difficult. Sam is under a lot of pressure right now.
Okay.
Jeff thinks he knows it, basically, by going negative one. He even thinks he knows who the lead performer is in this movie.
Really?
But, yeah. But sometimes, I wonder if the stroking the beard is a tell, like in poker, as to whether or not...
I was stroking the beard?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Does this look more confident?
How, like, I've just been like looking at the audience, and how horrible is your seat right here? Like when I'm sitting here, like you kind of, can you see their faces or anything? Or are you just sort of like, just peering around the underside? Is there gum under here? I've just been feeling bad for you the whole show because I think it's the only seat maybe that's like got that like the worst. So like, let's just remember when I come back, because Douglas Movies is going to happen here again. We'll just either not, we'll either not seat that seat, or we'll put like a stack of books or something. So she could be, or like put a tall stool there, like so your head would be like up here, you know? Still would be a shitty seat, but she could smell my farts, is what a delicate young lady just suggested.
Yeah. The Southern girls are so classy.
In her sports hoodie. all right, Sam, that was a nice stall for you to figure out what you're going to do.
I mean, I didn't actually see this movie. I know what movie it is, and I know the first guy in it, but I can't possibly name the supporting. So go ahead, Jeff, name the movie.
Here we go, Jeff.
Is it The Green Hornet, Seth Rogen?
That is correct. And you didn't know the second guy was named Jay Chou?
Jay Chou, I couldn't remember.
Did you know that, Bobby, Jay Chou?
No!
All right, so Jeff is on the board with 1 point.
Very nice. Very nice.
Ah, thanks, Sam.
If I could come up with fucking Jay Chou.
I almost said two because I thought it was John Cho in my head, and then I was like, no, that it's a different.
That would have been so sweet.
God.
It's a different what?
It's a different guy.
Were you going to say gook? What were you saying?
I wasn't going to say that. I didn't do any tours in Nam. I went 4F.
I did a double take on Twitter today. The trending was too many gooks, or it was actually too many cooks, but I had to look twice. It's like, goddamn racist Twitter. I've been making too many cooks jokes all day, and I still don't know what it is. Some sort of viral thing. But Bobby, you get to pick the next category. You get to start off the next round.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a position of power.
Uh-huh.
You heard Sam, I mean, Jeff do it earlier where I told him the categories and he got to pick one.
Can I pick the same category or no?
No, we're going to move on to a new set of three categories okay. You get to choose from.
Okay.
And then Sam will be next after you to bid after your opening bid on how many names it'll take you to name the movie.
Okay.
Would you like The Skeleton Twins, which of course is the films of Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen. Uh-huh. Or would you like The Edge of Tomato, which is movies with a fruit in the title.
Oh.
Yeah. The name of some fruit in the title. And Dr. Chainsaw 4 on Twitter suggested, "Hey, everybody." And that, of course, is movies that have a talking horse in them.
I'm going to go
with fruit.
Which
one of those do you like?
Fruit.
You like the fruit one? Okay. So this movie has some sort of fruit in the title.
Okay.
The year that it came out is 1980. Leonard Maltin, the critic, called this movie a bomb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He says, he calls this movie, it's futuristic. And he says, it's as bad as it sounds, - possibly worse. And let me just say one more thing about it. It takes place at a songwriting contest. And Leonard lists six names. How many names? So that what you should probably do here, Bobby, is just say...
Please tell me what to do, because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Say six names.
Yeah.
And hopefully, when you hear all the names, if somebody asks you to name it, then you'll recognize the movie, because you'll get to hear the stars of the movie.
Okay, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that?
Okay, six names.
Let's do whatever that is.
He says six names, Sam.
Bobby Lee named that movie.
Oh, this is great. Apologies to Bobby Lee, who's doing the next show here at... Nashville Zanies, because we might go a couple minutes over, because this is gonna we'll see how this works out, but we're gonna have at least two people with points on the board after this, because Jeff has been shut out in this round. Bobby,
yeah, what's going on? So what you said six names, and then what do you just do?
Basically, I'm gonna tell you the entire cast of this movie.
Okay.
And then you're going to tell me. You okay. can ask for the clues again,
right.
But I don't think the clues helped you much.
No.
But what we're looking for is all you got to do is think of a movie title that has some sort of fruit in
it. Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Your names are... Vladik Shebe.
What did you just say?
Okay. Something Vladik Shebe. Something nobody cares.
All right.
Vlastic Pickles.
Joss Ackland. That's a real guy.
Oh, Joss Ackland.
That's a real guy.
That's a real guy.
Grace Kennedy. Don't know much about her. George Gilmore. Alan Love. And then the lead performer, actress in this movie, is named Catherine Mary Stewart. Leonard Maltin called this movie a bomb. It's from 1980. He says it's futuristic.
Uh-huh.
And he says it's as bad as it sounds, probably worse. So can you just think of a fruit? Just, you know what I mean? Just
there's
run some fruits through your head.
There's only one movie I know that has a kind of a fruit in it.
Uh-huh.
But it's not that movie. Fried green tomatoes. I don't know, you know? It's like... Well, fuck you! Do you know what it is?
Seriously, does anybody here know what it is?
Yeah.
Don't say it. Somebody yelled it out, but do you know, Sam?
Is it Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
No.
I didn't think so. That's why...
Yeah.
Is it called banana?
It is a fruit. It's definitely a fruit. And people here in the audience know it. And... it's a movie that I've never seen, but I was just reminded of it recently because it's kind of a cult item because it's just really crazy bad, as Leonard described, and it's called The Apple.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some obscure shit right there. Great job picking a category, Bobby.
Wait, is the person that created that category here?
No.
Where is that person?
Just on Twitter somewhere.
Okay. No, I'm gonna find that bitch, I swear to God.
Jesus.
That's fucked up. The apple?
Oh, I picked the apple. That was my idea.
Oh.
The category was suggested by somebody else, but then I think of movies with, you know, I could have gone Apple Dumpling Gang. I could have gone Go Bananas was a movie. Herbie Goes Bananas.
Return of the Killer Tomatoes starring George Clooney.
Sure, yeah, I wouldn't really
Sour
go right.
Grapes.
I wouldn't go running out all the tomato titles because it's right there in the category title. So I went with actual fruits or the more, people... Gilbert Grape, of course, yeah. Guys, this isn't a yell-out fruit titles game.
Yeah, no post-guess.
Hashtag fruit movies. But that means that Sam is on the board with a point.
Amanda, I am so sorry. I'm sorry.
You're doing great, dude.
I'll buy you a drink.
No, you're gonna do something for her. It's already... set up.
Oh.
She gets a good consolation prize.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah. But now Jeff gets to pick a category, and then we're going to go to Sam. And Jack Bastard 77 suggested Voight or Wilson. Voight or Wilson. And that's movies that star John Voight or a volleyball.
When you say star of volleyball, like how high up the list, the cast list, is the volleyball?
The floor never opens for questions.
Fair enough.
At Andy Russell 323 suggested a hot deuce, and a hot deuce is a sequel that Leonard Maltin gave more stars than the original.
Oh, wow.
He thought the deuce was hot. Because he used to be on a show where he and the other critic would say hot or not after every movie. And one time when he was on Douglas Movies, I was like, you called Schindler's List hot or not? Doesn't seem right. Good thing he doesn't do that anymore. And then your third one, Aiden Quintessential. Aiden Quintessential. And that is movies with Aiden Quinn that Leonard gave 3 stars or more. How many, by show of hands, how many people know who Aiden Quinn is? Yeah. That category's never going to get picked. So, Hot Deuce or John Voight or a volleyball? Or you could go Aiden Quintessential if you are in that kind of mood.
No, I want to do... fuck, what was the first one?
The volleyball or John Voight. It's like you're in the exit row on the plane. I'm going to need a verbal. No, you can't just. No, you got to verbally answer me.
I always say yes, but
look
I'm never going to help those
me.
People.
Which one?
The people on the airplane. I'm out that fucking door.
No, I want to sit there because I'm just going to run out.
Yeah.
I want to be in charge of getting people off the plane. That would be like give my life meaning.
I'm going to go with the hot deuce.
Okay, hot deuce. Let's move it along. Would you like a movie that Leonard liked the sequel better than the original from good old 1990 or 1999? A Space Odyssey.
1999.
Okay. 2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie that he says... What?
It's better than the
means the first one got less than 2.5 stars. he says about this one that it's better, but he uses the expression still spotty. So that's weird. And then he also says this movie... I'll just say it has more laughs than the original, but it's still spotty. And that's why he went with the 2.5 stars, I guess. So I really haven't given you any clues at all. I'm going to say that, there's one actor in this film that he says steals it. He says it steals the film. And he also says that the lead actor co-wrote and co-produced the movie. I can't say anything else. And there's 13 names. How many names did it take you to get it, Jeff?
with a hot chance. Shit's falling out of my pocket. Thank you. You have a terrible seat and you pick up stuff for me. What a terrible... Thank you. I was showing Jeff my phone. Here's the answer, Jeff.
Oh, I was looking over here, goddammit.
Yeah. It'll be exciting if you throw us into a three-way tie because Bobby's really not going to understand asparagus pee.
I'm gonna say 13, whatever the most is.
What did I say, 13?
I think so.
Yeah, 5, 8, 13. Yeah.
Negative 8. 1.
Wait, what's happening? Negative what?
Negative 1.
Negative 1? Oh my goodness. That's crazy. Bobby.
You gotta just say name it.
Do you think you have a sense of what this movie might be, Bobby?
It's a sequel, 1999, and the co-star wrote and directed it. Is that what you're saying?
Someone starred in it and... Whatever. What did I say? The star of it co-wrote it and
co-wrote
produced it.
And produced it. Okay. No.
I assume it's a comedy.
I think that might have even said that word.
More laughs
in the original, yeah. Maybe it could have been a drama that got more laughs.
That's why
he gave it a better score.
This one got two laughs. The first one got no laughs.
Yeah, it got more than the one laugh from that last one.
Name it.
Yeah, so you're going to have to ask him hope he messes it up.
Here's the good news. If I'm wrong, it's a three-way tie, right?
That's right, but I have a feeling you're going to get this.
I think so, too.
And be triumphant.
Is it Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, starring Mike Myers?
That's correct. Sam is our winner. Congratulations, Sam. Next Tuesday in L.A. is all booked up, but maybe the week after that, you think you might be able to come by?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll have Sam come back by and defend his title because he's the reigning champion right now. And unfortunately, the show that Sam has been on this fall, Selfie, got the unfortunate axe just yesterday.
It's because we were on Tuesdays at 8, so the audience was still at your show at UCB. They couldn't get home in time.
That's what happens, man.
That's what happens.
Those 99 people have all the Nielsen boxes.
I know.
It's too bad about that, but is there anything else we could be looking for you in? Are they going to show a few more episodes, or are they just pulling?
I think they're going to show at least one or two more. I don't think I'm in those, but you know what? I'm going to talk about this because it's already been written about on the internet, so semi-spoiler alert. I was just in Atlanta filming a very cool little scene for the new Vacation movie.
Ooh.
Starring Ed Helms.
The Griswolds finally go to Atlanta.
Full title, please.
Yep. Slightly better than Christmas Vacation 2, Cousin Eddie's Island Adventure. Look it up. That's a real fucking movie. Yep.
Cousin Eddie's Island Adventure is my favorite thing ever.
All right. So look for Sam. When's that going to come out?
You always have plugs
year.
After I move on.
Sorry. And of course, Kevin Pollak's chatshow.com, live every Sunday. I'm going to make an attempt to get back there tomorrow by 12 noon for
he's
our
got
guest,
early
Allison Janney.
Guys, yeah. Ooh,
so
Allison
tune in
Janney.
For that one.
He met her on the set of Mom. I mean, he probably already met her, but... okay, so Bobby, what do you got coming up? You got shows here tonight?
Yeah, come to the show.
Come back, you guys.
I'm on a cartoon called The Awesomes on Hulu with Seth Meyers, and then I guest starred on a show with Billy Crystal called The Comedians coming out, and that's pretty much it.
All right. That's great, dude. I'm really looking forward to The Comedians, by the way.
What?
I'm really looking forward to that show.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff?
November 15th, I'm in the Gaslight Theater in Georgetown, Ohio.
Cool.
November 21st, Flat 12, Indianapolis. November 25th, Woodland Tavern, Columbus, Ohio. And the first week in January, Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati.
Love
January
Go Bananas.
January 8th through 11
or
something.
I love to go bananas.
And I have a Cheers podcast.
Yeah. Afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon, everybody.
Yeah,
I talked to
that's what I just said.
Yep.
Did you think I was just starting the show over again? Oh, and it's dark outside. That's exciting. Thank you guys so much for coming out on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon.
Thank you.
I hope you didn't miss too much of your whatever college you root for. College football is going crazy today, so thanks for taking time to be with us. And like I said, we'll definitely come back. What did he yell out?
Who cares?
Okay, I'm not even gonna. It's movies only. Only yell out things about movies. And Jeff, where's your name tag? I gotta get your shithead. And I did a thing for just for Nashville because I was gonna thinking about playing Build a Title tonight, but then I rethought that because it's so hard to explain to people. And but I wanted to do it with Nashville, the movie Nashville as the starter title, and I just always extrapolate like what might be added to either end of it. And so what I came up with for the full title is Three Amigos. Wait, what does that mean? Oh yeah, Three Amigos Dad Ventures of Pluto Nashville Edge of the Damned United 93 Amigos. Thank you, Nashville. Hope to see you again. I will see you again.
Thank you, Nashville.
And these are the most anticlimactic shitheads I've probably ever looked at. So, you know, but we all had a great time, so there's no reason we have to go out on a big laugh or anything. Let's hear it once more for Sam Levine.
Thank you so much,
the ma'am, Bobby Lee. Jeff Tate. And as always, Les Miles is a shithead. Okay, and hang on. Here, all right, just go ahead and wait for the second shithead. The sound guy at Zany's is a... No. He's great. Shut up. My brother-in-law, Abe, who should be here, is a shithead.
Eyes of gold is you and prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves